if you have any more questions, you can send money to me at the Taj Mahal in Vegas. I'll be at casino slot number 13, and I will take your funds. So, you know, there we go.
All right, we're going to send you that money. All right, listeners, send us money so we can send it to Shiva.
Yes, please send us lots of money.
All right, man. Well, we're gonna go now.
Okay,
peace out. Bye, Shiva. Evening, kiss, kiss. Blow, blow. Finger.
Poke.
Later.
Bye. Shiva.
Who would have thought?
I wonder if he was wearing a shirt.
We didn't ask him, but I'm sure he was.
Yeah,
he was.
He tends to wear it when we're recording a podcast.
I know.
Whenever we have him on our show, it gives me this warm, fuzzy feeling inside.
Yeah. Kiss, kiss.
Kiss, kiss.
Blow, blow.
Blow.
Finger.
Finger.
That's my new sign off.
That's your. This has been Tim Rogers. Kiss, kiss. Blow, blow. Finger.
If I ever become a famous newscaster. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's what it'll be.
Your catchphrase. It's memorable. People will remember that.
Yeah, they will remember.
Since I've been looking at you, I've been thinking of so many different ways to describe your outfit. I'm glad I took a picture of it.
It looked better when he came into the liquor store, and it looked like he had dislodged his jaw because he had the bandana wrapped around his head and it wrapped around his chin.
Like he had mumps.
I'll go
something.
Ahead and demonstrate.
Well, it's it looks like it you. If you've seen that movie,
like this, right?
If you can explain the scarf, it's like the movie Monsters Inc. Have you guys seen that movie?
Oh yeah.
You know the big monster.
Yeah, it looks kind of like Sully.
Him. Yeah, Sully, it looks like you skinned Sully.
Yeah, skin. The scarf looks like he skinned Sully.
Yeah.
And he's got a blue. Then he's got a looks like a crypt bandana on his
like
on his chin.
A blue bandana, and it's got like paisleys in it.
He's
got an olive.
Are you saying
was that
crypt,
an olive?
Like the band?
Yeah,
like, crypt, like the gang.
Like the gang.
I mean the gang.
He's also wearing
band.
Crypt.
He's also. Is there a band called Crypt?
No. I meant the gang.
Who the fuck's talking about bands?
He's also got what looks like it used to be a brightly colored yellow hoodie, you know, hat, stocking cap on, but now it's sort of
it's dingy.
Dingy yellow.
Wait, what was the name of the the gang?
The gang?
The Crips?
The Crips?
The Crips?
Crypt.
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 Crypt. Is it like crypt? Like
this
crypt.
Is becoming
Tales
this is
crypt.
Becoming a theme because last last week we were like trying to get killed, and so we were like so we were like saying all these bad things about like these gangs and everything.
What
like
a basic
explanation. Because we wanted them to come drive by our house.
Mm-hmm.
So I made fun of the crypt gang.
Is there a large gang presence in Wichita?
No.
There used to be back in the 90s.
There's a presence of gangs.
You probably have to, that's probably something that's only present in, like, high school cliques.
Recent news story I read, these people were in a bar or a club or a coffee shop. I don't know. Mm-hmm. These
America's
gang members
pub.
Were in some place, and they saw some people, like, making signs, right? And they were like, they're disrespecting this shit.
I think I heard about
So they
this.
Went and, like, beat the shit out of them while they were deaf.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they were just like
just yeah.
That's so messed up.
I didn't mean to laugh explosively.
That's why you should that's why you should like think sorry, before you fight. Or try to
you
try
should
to,
that's why you should think before you beat the living
shit out
of a deaf person for talking. Like I just kind of
what are you trying to do?
If I was a deaf person I would beat the living shit out of gangsters for using up my signs.
Yeah, dude.
What were there
turn
some
a wholesome sign like
were there fencers trying to sword fight a blind person, you know, with the tapping stick that looks like a sword?
I didn't read about that.
What do you think rap sounds like to deaf people?
It probably just they feel it in their temples.
I, by the way, if I apologize to any deaf people that may be listening, we're not mocking.
We're not trying to make
fun. We're just trying to understand the situation.
Right.
You, that's how you understand things. You start asking questions.
Yeah.
I don't think these signs translate well.
We
have a translator for deaf people so they can see our signing. I don't think they translate very well.
I feel like
it should be. It's actually on the website. It's down in the lower right-hand corner.
Oh.
You can see that the person that is doing the sign language that translates are.
Dylan, so you'll have to put that on now that he said that. Anyway, what were you about to say?
Well, I was just going
to
say, I think you should do an entire cast. Just one. Is that what you call a single podcast? A cast? Or is it just one podcast?
A casting.
Is podcast. The whole thing like a podcast?
It's like we got broken. Our pod was broken, and so we had to put it in a cast.
Oh.
Podcast.
Yes. In one of these castings, you should do the entire thing and sign.
Yeah, hopefully
gang
members come and beat the shit out of us.
Exactly, that's what I was hoping. You guys are trying to get killed.
Well,
they probably show up and fuck your shit up.
Actually, what would be beneficial about that is all the gang members would just punch their own home monitors.
And then, you guys have just opened up a very lucrative opportunity here. What you do is you sign up a deal with Microsoft and HP, and you tell them you're going to do this. And while these gangsters are punching their monitors, they're going to see
money.
A direct increase in monitor
for
sales.
Sure. Yeah,
it's fantastic.
We've got to replace all these monitors.
Yeah. Actually, they probably just see an increase in monitor
stolen
theft.
Goods. Yeah, so we should probably get you. Yeah, that probably wouldn't be good at all.
Hide your monitors, folks.
Hide your monitors.
Unless you're a gang member. Didn't punch it.
Actually, I heard that HP was closing all of their North America stores, and they're going to stop production in North America, and they're moving to China.
To China.
HP.
They're quitting all their consumer electronics.
We're not using HP computers, are we?
Yeah, these are all HP.
Motherfuck.
There's HP everywhere.
Everywhere. My brain is HP.
Can't get away from it.
Part of the shutdown of HP is HP is sending all their dead electronics to Jared's sub-basement.
HP has to be owned by
I'm
going
to have to put in a third door.
Jeez,
I'm have to put in a third door.
I heard that HP is going to go create an online presence. It's going to be called Hewlett Packard Video.
Mm-hmm.
HPV for short.
Oh. Yeah, that would be a really crazy thing.
I always thought HP stood for hydroponics.
It might.
Hydroponics?
Isn't that what HP stands for?
I thought it stood.
Maybe
Harry
in your
Potter.
Drug world.
Huge penis, Jared.
HP.
Stands for huge penis.
Or
I know how much you like
HPs. It stands for human penis virus.
HPV. human penis or vagina or poon. Human poon virus.
Let's have a show of hands and see who has HPV.
Well, no one knows, so you have to get tested, right?
Right. And
I heard one of the side effects you have stinky genitals. I swear to God. I read it in like a little leaflet when I was back in the day in the college days. They had them up on in front of the urinals, and it's like stinky genitals, and then like all the other ones you wouldn't be able to tell unless you went to a doctor.
So
I'm trying to think how many college students don't have stinky genitals. Of course, everyone probably had HPV.
Did you administer the self-test?
I was going to ask.
I'm not gonna answer that question.
I was going to ask because I can't get my face down there close enough. I was going to ask if somebody else would mind smelling.
See, well, no, but what I'm thinking is like
it wasn't exactly
a case where you had to like actually like lean down. Someone just walked by you and said, like, "God damn, his genitals reek."
Like through the clothes.
Like they can smell it through the clothes.
Fuck, that would be life ruining.
It would be
if your genitals stunk so bad you could smell. Everyone could smell them.
Mm-hmm.
Like people just you smelled bad and people like. Automatically identifying it as your genitals through your clothes.
Yeah, one good thing is if you had a stinky asshole, it would cover up that. so you'd be like, man, people are really bagging on me for my stinky junk, but God, it covers up the smell of my asshole. Now it's not awkward when I go to
somebody's
mass.
Like, God, your genitals stink, and you're like, thank God.
Thank God
they don't smell my dirty secret.
It's not my.
You wouldn't even
my,
have to.
It's not my filthy pucker they smell.
They
you wouldn't
don't.
Even have to
filthy
worry about putting
pucker?
On like deodorant. You wouldn't even have to worry about putting on deodorant because that's the least of your worries.
Yeah.
Right.
But. Yeah, and that's a whole new market right there. It's special curved deodorant cartridges for your genitals.
I heard that Old Spice was coming out with a drink, and you drink it, and it affects your gaseous system in such a way where you actually fart out Old Spice chemicals. the like little beads of Old Spice.
You fully switched that. I thought you were mean it was gonna like seep out your skin and you wouldn't
hit
have
your
to
pores.
Apply it.
You wouldn't have to apply Old Spice. It's just
like it completely just shuts down your your kidneys.
I hate
your perspiration.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm trying to think of what filters your blood because once
oh
they
liver
shut this,
liver filters
you get
your blood.
Jaundiced and it just comes out. You're like nice, bright yellow, but you smell fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what they should do.
Shut down your liver.
Yeah, shut down your liver.
Yeah, it's good
is
business.
Is it your liver?
Liver filters blood. Yeah. Kidneys filter everything else.
Everything else.
I think.
Maybe.
Do you still have your placenta? Or have you had that removed?
I ate it. I chewed it. That's what I chewed. You asked me about chewed it.
They give you the option. They give you the option of sending it home in a jar.
Mm-hmm. Well, I had mine diced.
No.
No.
It came in several.
Well, like, for the people out there who don't know, Tim is still connected to his placenta. Mm-hmm. It's sitting right next
to me.
That's correct. It's fucking enormous.
And his mom is actually here, too, because it hasn't been disconnected from his mom either yet.
What's weird is my mom, she always she always held this box.
It's all right. It's all right.
Between
okay. cry,
me and
cry.
Her. And she'd never let me look in the box. I was always, how come we always have to walk around with this box between us?
Wait, can I play your mom? Because I think
okay.
I know her better than you do.
Okay, pretend to be my mom. Right. There's a... there's a...
Tim, don't look in the box!
Mom, I just... help me understand. Why is this box connected to a string that's connected inside your pants? It's also connected to my
Tim,
button.
One day, when we finally get the courage to figure out who your father is, he'll sit down with you and he'll tell you.
Fuck my father. I know you did. I'm just a figure of speech.
Shut
I want
up
the
and
key.
Go play with your fucking Legos.
Give me the key to this box, mother. And.
Hi.
And.
Hi.
And. I want to see inside this box. Why do we have to hold it between each other everywhere we go? It's weird when we have to go through the turnstile.
Don't talk back to your mom like that. Don't.
Listen
don't
to your
that.
Uncle.
Jared, get out of my fantasy.
Jared, what the fuck are you doing?
Attendance fairy, take Jared out of my fantasy.
Be in here.
I'm the attendance fairy.
My voice for the attendance fairy is not as good as yours, Jared.
I see the attendance fairy being more like,
ugh, get out of here, Jared. Like a bouncer. What are you doing here? You can't drink that.
Also, oh, I thought you were going British.
No?
British. Australian.
Oh, it's a bomb.
Australian.
What are you doing here? You can't be here, mate.
I drank out of the champagne bottle.
Well, that's just ridiculous, is what that is.
I once had a bloody sandwich.
I bet that sandwich tasted like blood.
It gets darker quicker over on my side of the planet.
Okay, for one, I can't take anyone seriously who calls Earth the planet.
Which side of your planet? Which is your side? The diagonal?
The broad side. It's the broad side.
Oh. It's the
broadest side.
With kangaroos and billabongs.
We're on the blunt side.
Yeah, the blunt side.
Should we move on to segment two?
Yes, let's move on to another segment.
Segment two.
All right. So today is Jared's birthday.
Woohoo!
Happy birthday, Jared.
Oh, guess how old I am. Guess how old I am.
Jared.
Guess how old I am.
I'm not going to fucking do that.
How old are you, Jared?
I'm not going to tell you.
Wow, that's really grown up of you. Really grown up.
Yeah. Way to be mature.
45 minus
13. 45 minus 13.
I don't
that's
know if I care enough
30.
To do the math.
You know what? You know what Jarrett's really good at?
What's Jarrett really good at?
He's really good at making me feel like he could do better.
That's so weird because my dad said that about me.
That's interesting.
Only he laughed afterwards and said, "You'll never do better."
I think we're moving into the disappointment segment of this podcast.
Another thing, we're on disappointment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead with your disappointment.
I need an outside opinion.
Okay. Go for it.
I think there's a difference when your mom says, when your mother says, you were an accident. That's usually what people, oh, you're an accident. But my mom says you were a mistake. Oh. Now, to be fair, they're kind of the same word, but I think like when you say mistake, you mean like, oh, it didn't mean it to happen, but now I still don't want it to happen. Accident means, oh, it happened on accident, but I'm kind of glad it happened.
Has your mother considered retrograde abortion?
Well,
retroactive abortion?
Well, when I was young, she used to fill Pop Rocks packets with rat poison. I tried it once and it didn't work. I think that's why I'm so creative now.
Did it have the same effect?
I think the way that rat poison works is it causes internal bleeding, and I don't have internals.
Where is your external?
Well, they're on the outside.
Where's your other externals?
Will you please move your liver off of my leg?
Let me grab that.
So, okay, on the spectrum of question. There's accident. And mistake.
And mistake.
And then there's what my mother said, which was continual problem.
Perpetual.
Perpetual problem. Same, synonymous. Also, box holder.
Which is another good thing on your resume. You're a perpetual problem.
Mm-hmm.
Box. Those are relative accomplishments right there.
Placenta box holder.
Relative to my mom, Jarrett, which is what he's about to talk about.
Well, my mom told me that they just didn't get the wire hanger in far enough.
See, my mom's a big advocate of plastic hangers.
Yeah. Did they use hanger grease?
Hanger grease? And then was it organic?
Organic hanger grease.
Organic hanger grease.
For the vagina.
Oh, this was definitely a...
Was this pre-80s?
Yeah, it was right... It was 80s. Well, it was the beginning of the 80s.
So were you inside or outside the vagina when they attempted to abort you?
Still inside.
No,
that was their problem. They should have waited till you got out
and then beat the shit out of you with the hanger.
Yeah, and it's especially, you know, right after birth, that's the easiest time to do it.
But the great thing about when you do that, though, is you can't just have that. You have to unravel the hanger, and then you have to actually bend it into like an attractive, cute little animal so it doesn't scare the child, so you can get close enough to it.
That is a great point. Yeah. Thank you for bringing that up.
When we did it, we actually made it into the shape of a breast, so the kid thought just feeding.
I'm gonna go get something tasty. I'm gonna eat. Boom! You're fucking dead.
Right.
Right in the
was
face.
Was the coat hanger hot? Was it heated?
It wasn't heated.
Good.
Unheated.
Because the anti-abortionists would be all over it if it was heated.
Yeah, that's why we did it that way. We just went up to the doctor. It was a place kind of like this, just one room, like a bunch of, like there's just like one person in this building. And
two dudes on a couch.
Two dudes on a couch just talking.
Beer cans strewn about.
Yeah, and like this guy, he...
Was it exactly like this? Was it this room?
Yeah, it was this room.
It's got those tacky blinds, you know.
It was a room a lot like this. Jared's stuff was everywhere.
What was your mom's name again?
Brent.
That's your mom's
Brenta.
Name?
Brenta.
No, I take my name after my mom. Mom's first name is Brent.
What is that? Is that Nordic?
Yeah.
Brent used to be a female name.
No, I'm Brent Jr.
Still is.
Juniorette. Brent Juniorette.
Et.
Kind of.
My name is Jarrett.
So what was your mom's name?
Jer.
Jer.
So you're with your mother. So is Jer the female version?
Jer is the female version, and Jarrett is the male version.
It's like a little Jer. Yeah.
Like Jer, like it's a tiny Jer, like a smaller version. That's why they probably named you that, because they anticipated you being smaller.
Boy, were they wrong.
I know, right? Well,
Mr. Ever-Flaccid over there. Yeah.
Mr.
Well, it may be flaccid, but it's no small thing, that's for sure.
I can attest to that. Legos, right?
What's with Legos?
If you take small out of no small thing, you get nothing. And that's more accurate.
But seriously.
Wait, what are you guys talking about? Dylan, what?
The price of vegetables in
the
China.
The price of vegetables in China. No, yeah.
It's up like 50 cents from 50. Last
well,
week.
It depends. Like,
I just checked it last week, and it was like
50 cents more 50 than cents. What it was.
Yeah. Well, it's the less yeah, than what you gotta take into effect, like the take. Climate change.
Oh yeah, and the time it takes to ship that shit, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah. So I was thinking just now. If your eye was completely black and you didn't have an iris, you wouldn't be able to tell which direction people were looking.
That's true.
Actually, that is... I'm pretty sure there's some scientific proof that you can look around the eye and you can take little keys from the actual muscles on the outside. Because naturally, you'd have to force it. Because when you look, your head's always in that position, kind of. But I can see what you're saying. Like, if you have sunglasses on, you can't tell... if you're looking at a certain part of someone's body.
Mm. Which direction you're looking. You
can't say if I'm looking, if I had my glasses on right now, I was looking at Brent. He couldn't tell what part of his body I was looking at.
I would assume my feet. I have very attractive feet.
See, because look, see my head, see how my head's still? Okay, I'm looking at your face now.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm looking at your knees.
See, he didn't move his head.
He didn't move my head.
He didn't move his head at all.
No, but you moved your eyebrows.
Yeah. You're not supposed
try
to
it again. Try it again.
Yeah, I can't do it. Now I'm getting eye pains.
Oh, it's making
me self-conscious. You're making him nervous, Brent. You're putting him on the spot.
Now I need to put my glasses on.
I'm going to try it. It's my turn to try it.
All right.
Okay I'm going to move. Okay. I'm gonna look at you. Yes. I'm going to look at you, Jarrett. Mm. And I'm also going to look at Dylan.
The six-pack holder. I'm going to go throw that in the pond.
Make sure you put it around a duck's
Thanks.
Neck first.
I should do that.
You do that?
Well, geese. I hunt duck.
No, those fucking geese, dude.
I should kill the duck and then carry them in.
Keep the duck, dude. The geese. You should... There's way too many fucking geese.
Why does everybody hate geese? No, I'll tell you why.
I've actually given up my hatred of geese.
Wichita, as you guys know, is overrun by geese.
Amen.
They're fucking everywhere. Well, one thing that makes me mad is ducks are pretty calm animals. They just lay around, right? They're not very loud.
They just rape the hens.
Yeah. Well, you can feed it. You can feed a duck.
The mallards just rape the hens.
They just rape the hell out of them. That's what ducks do. They just no. I've also read somewhere that duck rape. No, duck sex is never consensual. But it's off never the back onto the back onto
and
the
and they
geese.
Have really big
and they're
wings
corkscrew shaped wings.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, ducks, geese. They they're loud. They're violent.
They're fucking
and
Canadians.
They shit everywhere.
Fucking Canadians.
People feed them.
God damn.
And that's all
Canadians.
I have to say on it. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, I recently gave up. Okay, so 3 or 4 weeks ago, mm-hmm. I made strong movements against geese. I was angry at the geese. I said, "Geese, I hate you." Then a week or two later, I was like, "Man, why do I carry this hatred around of the geese? This is ridiculous. I should just accept that the geese are now a part of my life, just like hemorrhoids, and move on."
I'm totally on your side.
Yeah.
After that speech, I kind of want to go down and sing some John Lennon.
No, I'm not going to die. I'm not going to just let them walk all over me. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going
to
die. Do is
you're not going to die.
I'm not going to fucking die.
So I would just like you're rebelling against the geese by refusing to die.
You know what? You know what? Die. I'm not eating green peas. Fuck the geese. I'm not eating green peas.
I'm not.
I don't like green peas.
I think I agree with him. I'm not gonna die either. But
God damn it, I'm not voting Republican. Fuck the geese.
You think that's what that Herman Cain fellow was thinking right before he resigned? He's like, you know what? Fuck geese.
Probably that's the impetus for all reactions.
He's like, I'm not gonna run for president. Fuck geese.
Do you know how long it takes those bastards to walk across the fucking? Excuse me, waddle across the fucking street.
No, listen, but the better question is, do you
call
know how
goose whack?
All you have to do is speed up and kill
him. No, you don't have to kill him. Listen, you can walk up to a goose, and a goose will not let you walk over it. Ergo, it will not let you run over it. So people who stop and wait for all the geese to walk by, that's stupid. You just slowly drive through them, and they will waddle out of the way. You don't have to wait for the geese, because they're not going to. If you drive slowly enough, they're not going to let you drive into them, just like they won't let you walk into them.
They're smarter than ants, is what
Well, obviously
they
have
a little bit of an ego.
Let's not go that far.
They don't even use. They don't even cross at the fucking corners like
the
a civilized
goose. Walk?
Goose.
Or like the crosswalks.
Yeah, like they just jaywalk the shit out
the
of
lines,
this town. And
the
they
lines
think
are
they
there for a reason.
It.
The lines are put there for a reason.
Can you imagine if we had like a goose like a goose task force branch of the police here in Wichita? They just like fucking walk up to a goose and like whapa, smack like a ticket on them.
Pepper spray
them. Or just click or just like tag their wings with citations. The more citations they get, they can't fly.
I would pay taxes.
So if they shit on the sidewalk,
boom, citation, clip snapped on their wings.
If they honk at night,
boom, clipped on their leg.
If they are blocking traffic,
boom, slice the genitals.
If they make you eat green peas,
tag on the leg.
Tag on the leg.
See, once they get to a certain weight of these lead tags, the citation tags, they're not going to be able to fly, not going to be able to get away from cats, especially Millie, which is Tim's cat.
Yes. Let's talk about Millie.
She has a tummy. She's self-conscious. She's self-conscious.
No, I'm going to talk about geese a little bit more.
Yeah.
Sure.
I've seen on numerous occasions recently dead geese in the park with their heads twisted over up on their body.
I didn't do it.
Like multiple lumps. I'm not blaming
you. I didn't do it.
Jared, I'm not saying you did murder those geese in cold blood. I'm just saying
Did you do it?
My initial reaction when I saw them was a homeless goose serial killer. Like, that's immediately what I thought, is that there's a serial killer, homeless person, who's, like, taking out rage on geese.
That's
the gooser.
That's cool. I didn't want to do it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I thought about it.
Oh, my God.
I think we have I'm not making this up. I think we have a Wichita Strangler.
There
who strangles off birds.
Huh. Well, props to him, man.
Jared, you bastard.
Fuck those geese. Homeboys. I hate fucking geese.
They're really loud. I kill geese on the weekends. I just killed I killed ducks today. We were trying to get geese. We didn't kill any geese.
How many ducks did you kill?
We killed five duck today.
Five
did
ducks?
You strangle them off or did you shoot them with a shotgun?
If they're not well, you try and you're like, hey, come over here.
Do you ever get in scuba gear and then come up underneath them and grab their feet and drown them?
That would be the most.
That's awesome.
It's actually such a good idea.
I'm gonna go duck drowning.
I'm a vegetarian, but that sounds phenomenal.
It would work for me because I would be so inclined just to go to have like my scuba gear on, and I'd just be like.
It's like
grab its little cute little padded feet and just rip its body underwater and hold it
for all the ducks that are listening out there, Dylan, will you knock? And if you hear Dylan knocking right now, Dylan is in your home. Okay, so ducks, beware.
I'd like to also mention that geese are not eligible for the contest. Absolutely not eligible.
But we've already had a few goose entries. Are you telling me I have to throw them away?
Yes.
But dude, I'm going to have to dig through the potato box and get all the goose entries out.
Well, I mean, can't you tell a goose name from a human name?
Well, their penmanship is horrible.
Yeah.
They write with their feet, for God's sake.
Okay, if you draw when you draw the names out, if you get a goose, just throw it out.
So just discard it.
Yeah.
Again. They're not even eligible anyways because they're not permanent residents of the United States.
Right.
That's right.
No purchase necessary.
Yeah.
No
purchase necessary.
I would
just like
send in your UPCs.
To say it on a more formal note, though, that Britt and Jarrett are having a silly, but.
having a silly.
Yeah, you guys are having a silly about geese. But no, no geese have actually injured. It's only been humans and with the, you know.
Well, because geese can't write. As we all know, geese can't write.
I think
it
was a funny joke that the way you guys were going about it.
I know.
But no, in all seriousness.
Yeah, but really, people should fill out the forms and enter this contest because it is an awesome contest.
It's epic. I mean, just for us. Like, in terms of other contests, this might not be as big as. You're not going to win $100,000. No. Because we don't have that resource.
Tim, have you entered the contest?
No, I'm not eligible. Oh. Nor is my family or the next of kin.
Am I eligible?
No, you're in it as well.
You're in the main scrapbooking club.
No, I've already entered.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, so I have to take my name out?
Mm-hmm. Well, 2/3 of the men's scrapbooking club have to vote on that. Do you guys want to vote? All right, 3, 2, 1, vote. All right. You're in.
Okay, so I'm part of the contest now?
Yeah.
I'm like one of the administrators or something?
Yeah, well, you can vote.
Okay.
You just can't win. Cool. You can enter the contest, but you just can't win.
Oh, okay.
All right, guys, ladies and gentlemen, that was another silly we were doing on the side. Brent is not going to enter the contest
because
we're the men's scrapbooking club. This is our contest.
Right.
We're the administrators, obviously, but yeah, don't hesitate to go down to all the stores that we've mentioned previously in podcasts to go sign up for the contest.
And the addresses that we specifically gave to everyone, those are the places you should go.
There's so many. There's so many that there's no excuse for not signing up.
And it's a really simple form. Form is very simple. It's like I only ask, 10, 15 questions?
Well, something like that. And don't forget to brush your teeth.
Brushing your teeth is not a qualification for the contest, but
I mean, what about that part in the form?
It's important too because one of your biggest sponsors is Colgate Palmolive, so they're gonna want at least a little bit promote.
Thanks for plugging our sponsors.
I personally don't want you to show up all gap toothed.
Yeah, just no dolphin.
You gotta brush your teeth straight.
Brush your teeth straight.
Yeah.
Brush your teeth into order. Yeah. It's like the toothbrush is the general, and your teeth are the infantry.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get the general to put the intro.
You got to send your teeth to boot camp. Send your teeth to boot camp.
Kick them in line.
Well, I think kicking your teeth in line would be.
I want to get a video of you doing that, Jared. Send your teeth to boot camp. Send your teeth to boot camp.
That's actually a really funny idea.
You should have seen me when I was at work earlier today, and I was like. We were like 2 minutes to close, and I had to run and grab this 6-pack of beer before we closed, and I was just like rushing as fast as I could to get to the register.
Can you demonstrate that for us right now?
Was it to purchase it for your own consumption?
Yeah, it was.
Go ahead and act this out for us, please.
Okay. Wait, so you worked at the liquor store for 8 hours, and you didn't think to purchase throughout the whole 8 hours?
Well, I always try to wait till the end of the day so I don't interrupt the customers wanting to purchase things.
Very, very thoughtful.
You are such a thoughtful liquor store attendant.
That was a waddle. That was a goose waddle.
Dude, yeah. I thought you said you hate geese.
I didn't. That had nothing to do.
Have I ever told you how much?
The farthest from. I don't know what is wrong with you guys.
Man's got a goose waddle.
The farthest from any goose walk I've ever.
If I was driving a car, I would not slow down for that.
Well,
you know, I oftentimes wonder.
You oftentimes
wonder? I think
wonder.
That's actually,
sometimes
I
have this feeling deep down inside me.
Didn't your parents tell you that
sometimes
it's bad to wonder?
My parents said never to question, never to wonder. Don't dream and don't think
stay
about
inside
not
the
doing
box.
The dishes.
Remember the box? I remember they told me strictly the box. You got these four walls. You can't go outside it. It's the box.
Four walls? What about the
we don't think
the
about
the horizontal walls.
We don't know anything about that, Brent.
The
we
horizontal
don't,
walls?
We don't know
floors.
Anything
yeah.
about that. It's
at the atmosphere. That's my horizontal
stay inside
wall.
The box. Just stay inside the box.
Glass ceiling. Girls.
What
can't,
if you're in the box?
Make my
painted molding.
My Brent, mom's
geriatric pedicure.
There's like yes? five-headed alligators outside the box. So you definitely don't want to go outside the box. There's all these monsters and demons.
Jared
and
Brent and
Satan.
I are trying to have a conversation.
Satan is outside the box. You don't ever want to go outside the box.
I know we're all in this podcast together, but can Brent and I just have a moment?
Okay. I'm going to play some ambient throat noises while you guys talk.
Excellent.
Ready?
Brent, I don't want to conclude this podcast, and I'm not saying we have to conclude it now, but I don't want to end this podcast without you telling me and them your liquor store.
Okay, gotcha.
Story.
Gotcha. All right. So, probably last summer, I was.
Wait, last summer?
No, this summer. This past summer.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I was at the liquor store, and I've kind of had some times when I've wanted to drink a lot, you know? And so I bought some shots, and I still wanted to hang out and talk to whoever I was hanging out with at the liquor store because I got a bunch of friends who work there, you know, including Jarrett and Travis and a couple other folks. And so I grab one of my shots, and I'm walking to the side of the liquor store. Wait, guys, you stopped. What the fuck?
I get some water. Let me get some
water. Okay, get some water. Jarrett, do you want to wait for him to get some water?
Wait.
Oh, the weirdest series of cops ever.
I had a tonsil stone lodged. A tonsil stone.
Okay.
Lodged.
A stoned tonsil?
No, tonsil stone, you know.
Tonsil stone.
Yes, it's
that's what you get in your hubcaps.
It's like a little piece of like food that sticks but in your tonsils. And it pops out. It's like white off white yellowish. And if you crush it, it smells really bad.
I've had that, man.
Yeah.
Is that a tonsil stone?
It's
really?
A legitimate thing, yeah.
Really? I've always wondered if I should swallow them or spit them out or chew them up.
No, what's fun? What's fun is you smear them on people. Which
hilarious.
Is a horrible thing to do to anyone, but if they're your
Dude,
enemy.
So you good. Actually crush them and smell them?
Yeah.
And what do they smell like?
if you want to be quite honest, they smell like something that would be poop.
There's poop in your throat?
So you shouldn't swallow them.
Well, you can. I wouldn't recommend it. If you spit them out, if they come out.
What are they? What makes them? What's the process?
If you look at your tonsils, you've got like a flap of skin that is right in front of them.
Okay.
And food will get lodged in between those flaps of skin, and they'll stick in there. After a while, like they'll kind of turn into like just a white piece of.
But the first thing is you have to look at your tonsils.
Yeah. Well, you can. There's also procedures with like Q-tips to extract them and stuff.
I can feel my tonsils with my tongue, I think, if that's what I'm feeling back here.
I can't.
Please nobody swallow their tongue.
But anyways,
I don't know.
But yeah, it's their actual thing. Their actual thing. You can Wikipedia them. Viewers, get on Wikipedia.
I've always wanted.
Get on Wikipedia and Wikipedia tonsil stones.
Also,
YouTube how to extract tonsil stones and write your representative about tonsil stones.
Also, you should Wikipedia our contest.
Yeah.
Because it's on there.
Just go to Wikipedia.
I heard somebody entered a page.
Type in contest.
I'm gonna see if you can hear me drinking.
Yeah, put it up.
Can you hear Dylan's Adam apple while he swallows? That's a lot of water.
That was awesome.
Okay, yeah. Now hold the microphone to your dick while you pee. Right. Can you hear the water come out the other?
I have not peed out of my penis in about 10 years.
Don't use that microphone, though.
Actually, can you just unveil the microphone you've been
we
holding
actually,
to
can
your
we go
penis
back?
The whole time?
I'm going to send this to my aunts and uncles. Can we go back and censor out when I said penis?
Yes, we'll substitute with cock.
I don't want them to know I have a penis.
Or a phalange.
Can we? Well, God
we'll
damn it, can we
well,
censor out
most
that
your
one too?
Uncles already know.
Easter. Easter fun day is what they called it.
So are you guys going to throat sing for me and stuff?
Yeah, okay, back to the story.
Brent's got to finish his story.
Yeah,
throat thing, right?
I just want to finish my story. Okay, sweet. All right, so I walk back to the side of the liquor store, and I'm about to crack my shots open, and there's a human turd on the ground. And I'm like, what has brought me to this point in my life where I'm about to take a shot, and there's a human turd
on the ground next to me. It life-changing moment. Story's over.
Okay. I thought they were gonna say you
moved it or.
No.
Generally,
I want
it's more existential than that.
The reason why Dylan and I didn't stop is because usually when you end a story, you say, "And they all lived happily ever after."
Yeah, I'm not done that yet.
No. Happily ever.
No,
I'm trying to think of like when you would actually use "ever after" in a practical conversation, like.
Oh
well,
yeah.
Well, the
like,
U.S.
Can you come up with? Can you think of any way to use it anymore?
I can do it.
Okay, use it.
The U.S. will be in debt ever after.
Okay. But if you said that in a political setting, you would get pelted.
Okay, let me revise that statement to match my political views. The United States will exist ever after.
Amen.
In debt.
Amen.
In debt.
No, don't add in debt.
I think we
should. The United States will be the greatest nation ever after.
In
but
debt.
To be.
Oh, God! Stop adding in debt to everything I say.
But
squirrels are the cutest animal ever after.
Here's something. Here's something.
You son of a bitch.
Here's something.
Dylan's trying to talk.
I'm trying to make a goddamn point here.
Okay. Fuck it. Fuck you, Jared.
Does anyone here besides me have a firm grasp on history?
What kind of history?
Okay. In the past, what was the most successful and long-running empire
tobacco
ever?
Mongolians.
The Mayans.
Was it Mongolians?
I don't know. I'm just throwing something out.
Okay. The Mayan Empire.
Well, let's just say the longest empire ever lasted
Chinese.
How many hundred years?
The Chinese, they're still going
God,
on.
You're getting so political, Jarrett.
The Chinese, they're still going on. They're an empire.
Byzantine.
You know, I'm going to make these signs that have a picture of the American flag, and underneath the American flag it says Made in China.
But I'm saying, like, how long is it? Is it really that unbelievable to think that in the near future that the United States may actually not be the United States anymore?
It could be the something else.
Yeah, the Social Republic of China.
It could be the Social Republic. We could break it up. It could be, like, owned by corporations. It could be owned by...
The United States of Walmart.
Can I say on a serious note that... this is our fifth podcast that we've done, or I think it may be our sixth, and this is the second time in six podcasts that the end of America has come up.
It's over. It's like...
Actually,
really?
Dylan, you're the second guest on this podcast, and you're also the second guest to mention the end of America.
He's actually the third guest because we had the
musical guest.
In the pre-podcast.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that unbelievable.
It's not, but it's unbelievable that that's come up every podcast we've recorded.
I'm just thinking, I'm just scared.
Don't be scared. We could become New Mexico.
No, I'm sitting next to Jarrett. That's why I'm not scared about America.
I'm scared he's going to add in debt to everything I say.
I'm afraid he's going to puke on that microphone.
I'm feeling kind of stuffed after drinking that rough 20 ounces of water.
I think it's about 4:20.
It's well worth it.
I think it's. Is it that late? Early?
It's in the afternoon.
Sky rockets in flight.
Oh! Afternoon delight.
Boom!
And action! Is it time to play the end of the show?
Yeah, I think it's the end of the show.
Wait, did we get all of our bits?
Oh yeah, I forgot. We totally forgot.
Yeah, we forgot some stuff.
We mentioned the contest.
I think
right?
We did all this. Oh, pick a mission. We haven't
picked a mission
yet.
Oh
should we,
yeah.
Should we have a mission?
Yeah. Okay. The first mission.
Yeah. The second mission.
The first or the second mission?
Second mission.
Okay. Every one of the podcasts we've recorded, all eight of them.
I thought you said four. I thought this. You said this
yep,
was the fifth
this
one.
The
no,
eighth,
this is the
this
second.
The eighth podcast. We all have a mission for the listening audience. Something for them to do to expand their mind, something to challenge their beliefs. So this week's mission is to get a receipt even if you don't need one.
And then promptly throw it in the nearest trash can.
Or eat it.
Unless it's temperature paper.
Do not eat thermal sensitive paper. It is poisonous. It will probably hurt you.
But do call it temperature paper.
If you can get a receipt, say, can I get a receipt if they don't give you one? Get the receipt, then hand it back to them to have them throw it away. I think that would be good enough.
Just because it's your right.
It's your right.
It's right. And why not take advantage of every right?
Right. Like, I have a right to sit here. I'm going to take advantage of that for a while.
I think yeah.
So that's your mission. Receipts.
Do it.
Receipts.
Receipts.
All right.
Jarrett's stove, rather than having a clock on it, it just says PF. I don't know what that means.
Good night, everybody. Good night.